The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra, Daf Chof Ches, and we are at the top of Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, the beginning of the third perek, one of the most classic prokim in Shas, Perek Cheskes Abatim. So just a brief introduction. Perek Cheskes Abatim deals with chazokas, but it's important to note that the word chazoka in this perek does not mean what chazaka traditionally means in Shas. The topic of our perek is a cheskas gimel shanim, where if Reuven has been living in a field, Shimon goes over to Reuven and Shimon says, this field is mine, and I have edim, I can prove to you that this field is mine. To the extent that Reuven's been living there for an extended period of time, the most basic chazaka is gimel shanim, 3 years, to the extent that Shimon didn't protest during that three-year period, we say that Reuven living there for that amount of time is a raya that really belongs to Reuven. And even though Shimon has edim that says that this was once his, Reuven can't counter with edim. He doesn't have a shtar that he bought it from him. He doesn't have a shtar that he received it b'matana. To the extent that he's been there for an extended period of time, again, 3 years, the halacha is that he would be the one that would win in Bez, and we would assume it's his. And really, in order to fully appreciate the idea of a cheskas gimel shanim, we have to take a step backwards. And that is, every time there's a moment on multiple suffix, Reuven goes over to Shimon, Shimon's holding something, and Reuven tells Shimon that this is mine. The halacha is, ha-moitzeh mechaveri olava raya. And the reason ha-moitzeh mechaveri olava raya is because whoever's holding the davar shel metaltlin is considered the muchzik. Does it work midin chazaka? That's the way the Ktzos learns. Does it not work with the parish of chazakas? That's the way the Nesivos learns in his famous letter to the Chem Shloima. But there's a concept of muchzik. Whoever's holding it, he's the one that's presumed to be the owner. So if you want to take something away from somebody that's holding onto something, you're a moitze mechaveri. Ha moitze mechaveri all of a raya. If I'm holding onto something, I don't need a raya. I'm the muchzik. You're the one that needs a raya. The moitze mechaveri, oh love. Love Yarai. He's the one that has to bring a raya. That's true for metalplin. It's not true for karka. The Rishonim have a discussion why it's not true for karka. But the reality is that if right now there's a shayla, who owns this house? And Reuven is sitting in the living room, his feet are crossed, he's reading a book. That doesn't mean it's his. The fact that he's sitting in the house, he's right now the muchzik in the karka, that would by definition not make it his. By metalplin it would. By karka, it would not. So how do you determine who the owner of a piece of property is? If it's not the one that's living there, it's not the muchzik, so who is it? It's the cheskes marakam. The one that we know for sure. We have edim, we have a shtar, we have some form of very tangible physical evidence that we know for sure he is the last owner of record, he's the one that's going to get it. So, for example, just to play it out, if Reuven's living in a house and he's been living there for a year, and now Shimon goes over to Reuven and Shimon says, get out of my house, I've been letting you live for a year, the party's over, it's time for you to leave. Reuven says, what are you talking about? I'm here right now, my whole family's here. My kids are sleeping upstairs, my wife's cooking in the kitchen, I'm doing nothing in the living, this is my house, you have no right to throw me out. In a case of metalflin, he would have a gutaina. He would be the muchzik. Certainly, Shimon would have to bring a raya to take something away from Reuven. But being that we're dealing with karka over here, there's no such thing as muchzik. There's no such thing as muchzik. So if Shimon has edim that says that at some point it belonged to him, and Reuven doesn't have edim that say that at some point it belonged to him, and he doesn't have a shtar that says he bought it, he doesn't have a shtar that says that he received it as a matana, the halacha is that it's going to go to Shimon. Because Shimon is the marakama. He's the one that we know for sure was the last one to own it. Reuven's living there now. We don't care. That's muchzik. Muchzik doesn't play a role when it comes to karka. He has no raya right now that he got it from Shimon. It's going to go to the marakama. That's the way karka works. Stating that, if Reuven was there for 3 years, 3 years passed, that's a very long period of time, and he hasn't heard from Shimon, nothing. He was never moicha to Reuven. He wasn't even moicha shaloi b'fan. We're going to see that Shimon doesn't have to protest in front of Reuven. The Gemara is going to say, very famously, chavra, chavra islay, the chavra islay. As long as he opens up his mouth, he tells it to a couple of people, we could assume that Reuven should have heard about it. But the point is that if he is moicha at some point, then that's a game changer. But if for 3 years passed, and Shimon was a moicha at that point, now already we could assume that it's Reuven's. Why? Because he has a chazaka. He has a cheskas gimel shanim. He's been living there for 3 years, and Shimon didn't protest. It's important to note, and this is something that we spoke at already a few times in this mesachta, because it came out parenthetically with regards to other sugyas that we were learning, that the only time cheskas gimel shanim works is if it's a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. So Reuven, at the end of the day, would have to have some taina towards Shimon when Shimon tells Reuven, get out of my house. So if Reuven just says, listen, Shimon, I know it's yours, but I've been living here for 3 years. You never protested. Now it's mine. I don't cheskes abatim. Wrong. Avad, in that case, it's going to be Shimon's. Reuben has to have a taina. Reuben has to say, I bought it from you, Shimon. Shimon, you gave it to me, Matan. Why don't you have a shtar? Why don't you have a raya? So we'll see. Why not? That's going to be something that will become clear by Meshach HaSugya. But it's only if there's a taina. Reuben has to have some kayach taina. In and of itself, the fact that I lived there for 3 years does nothing. Chazaka works, but it's only a chazaka sheyeshim ataina. So again, when we talk about chazaka in Perek Cheskes Abatim, we don't mean the chazaka that's mevaris fakis. We don't mean cheskes kinyan. What we mean is what the Rishonim refer to as a cheskes raya. The fact that I've been living there for 3 years and you didn't protest, that is in and of itself a raya that it belongs to me. The only time cheskes raya works is, number one, if Shimon was a Meicha. Number two, if it's a Chazak Sheshim Ataina, I have to have some Koyach Ataina that my Chazak is just supporting. But if I have no Taina, I have no real claim that Avada, there's no such thing as a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. And again, it's all predicated on the fact that there's no Din Muchzik when it comes to Karka. Because to the extent that there'd be a Din Muchzik, you just say, I'm Meitza Mechaveri Olav Arai. If I'm living in the house right now, I keep living here for 5 minutes, it should belong to me. And that is, in fact, the way it works by Metalta. It's based on the fact that there's no Din Muchzik. Really, it's totally in the Marakama. The question is, who's the Marakama? Who's the last owner of record? So if I've been there less than 3 years, we assume that the Marakama is the Marakama. Once you're here for an extended period of time, that's a raya that it's really mine, and that's doimet to Edom. As if Edom was saying that it belongs to Reuven, again, this is just a very superficial, a very basic understanding of how Chazaka works. We'll see already at the end of today's daf a little bit of a tiefer, gishmaka understanding of Chazaka. And I think just to outline what we'll do today, we'll try to go through the first sugya, which takes us into the middle of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, so we'll get a little ahead of ourselves. And then at the end, we'll speak out some of the lumdis of exactly how Cheskes Gimel Shanim works. Zok to Mishnah. Cheskes Habatim. If somebody wants to establish a chazaka for a bias, v'habiris, v'ashichir, v'amoris, or different types of ditches and pits that a person may have in his property, v'ashivachos of perik l'yachbar fame, v'hamerchetzos, or a bathhouse, u'beis habadim, an olive press, u'beis hashlochim, that's a field that required irrigation in order for it to be able to bear fruit, which are always hooked to the karkois, for choshu is a peris tadr, and anything else that's uisa peris tadr, meaning it's constantly bearing fruit. It's not like it has a specific season, a certain time of the month, a certain time of the year where it's uisa peris. A beis habad, for example, you could always press olives and you could always generate revenue from that. If you want to establish a chazaka, this type of chazaka, cheskes raya, you would have to be there for 3 years with a taina. The person would have not been able to be meicha during those 3 years. But the key that the Mishnah is trying to add is miyoyim liyoyim. You'd have to be there every single day for 3 years. Now, the Mishnah speak out, that doesn't mean literally every day, but you'd have to be there kederech, the way that Bailam usually operate a beis habad. So if people spend 3 times a week, 4 times a week, 5 times a week, as long as you were there constantly over a 3 year period of time, then the halacha is that it would be yours based on Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Stei Habal, what if the field wasn't a Beis HaShlochim, but it was a Stei Beis Habal, it's a field that relies not on irrigation, but on rainwater. Cheskes Gimel Shanim. There too, the halacha is that if you want to establish a chazaka, Cheskes Raya, you'd have to be there for 3 years, but the Einu Miyayim Liyayim. Over here, it doesn't have to be Miyayim Liyayim. Okay, what then is Rabbi Shmuel? I mean, Rabbi Shmuel says, Gimel Chadoshim Barishayim. You'd have to be 3 months in the first year. Gimel Bachroin, 3 months in the last year. Vishnei Masachayish, 12 months in the middle of the year. So a long place over here that discusses exactly how you come up with this, but we'll wait for later in the parak when the Gemara is going to get into it. Rabbi Kiva argues with Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, Chodesh Barishayna, 1 month during the first year, V'chodesh Bachreina, 1 month in the last year. Again, V'yud Beis Chodesh Be'emtz, Harei Yudalut Chodesh. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, if it's a stay base Habal, it's 18 months, 3 plus 12 plus 3, is 18. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's 1 plus 12 plus 1, it's going to be 14. Again, it's Cheskes Gimel Shanim, it's 3 years. The question is it 3 years miyayim liyayim, or is it not 3 years miyayim liyayim? Amar Rabbi Shmuel, now Rabbi Shmuel already throws a curveball. He says a chiddush. When is it true that you need 3 years b'stei lavan? That's true for a stei lavan. Rashi says, what's unique about a stei lavan? Shekol pereiseh nilkotim b'perek echad. So a field where all its fruit pretty much grow at the same time. So you'd have to go through 3 full cycles, 3 years in order to establish a chazaka. But let's say you have a field where you're growing different fruit trees. and different trees bear different types of fruit, then you wouldn't need to wait 3 years in order to establish a chazaka. But rather, kinei says tfuasai, if you gathered in your tfuah, umasak ezesav, and then you gathered your olives, and then the kinei says ketsai, and then you gathered in your dried figs, harei elu gimel shanim, that would be the equivalent of 3 years, because in less than 3 years, in 1 year, in one season, you're able to do three things that essentially should have caused this other person to protest. He didn't. You get in 1 year what it ordinarily would take 3 years to get. So Rabbi Shmuel is saying a chiddush la'alach. He's also saying a very big chiddush on lamdis. So we'll get to that already later. Either way, the Mishnah is telling us the basic halach of a cheskas gimel shanim. Sometimes cheskas gimel shanim is miyayim liyayim. Sometimes it's not miyayim liyayim. Based on the cases that the Mishnah gave us, the overwhelming majority of them do have to be miyayim liyayim. The one case the Mishnah said doesn't have to be miyayim liyayim is a stay base abal. That's a field that doesn't rely on irrigation, it relies on rainwater. So then it's totally more in the rain seasons. What's the shear? 3, 12, 3, 1, 12, 1. Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and then you have Rabbi Shmuel's Chiddush. There's a time that you don't even need 3 years. It's possible that if you have a field where there's more than one crop that's growing in this field, as you harvest each crop, that would constitute 1 year, so to speak. So it's possible in a shorter period of time for you to establish a cheskas gimel shanim. Zok to Gemara, classic. Rabbi Yechanan said, Shamati, I heard me, Holchei Usha. From the Holchei Usha, Rashi says, who were the Holchei Usha? They were the Sanhedrin. And we know, hashtag rest of the story, that the Sanhedrin, right around the time of the Churban Bayesheni, they were sent into exile. They went into Golas even before Bayesheni. One of the places they went to was Yavna of Kamsa Bar Kamsa fame. They went to Usha. They were in Usha twice. Rabbi Yochanan said that he heard from the whole Chayusha. He heard from the Sanhedrin. Shahoyu Oymrin. They flag in Zogin. Minay and the Cheskas Gimel Shanim. How do you know that a Chazaka is established by 3 years? Why not 2 years? Why not 4 years? Zokti Gemara. They said, Misharamuot. We learn it now from the Sharamuot. Masharamuot. Just like the Sharamuot. Kivan Shinogach Gimel Yichayusav. Just like the Sharamuot. When it shleises three times, Nafakli Mecheskas Tam. It goes from being a tam to a mu'ud. A tam pays chatzi nezik migufa. A mu'ud pays nezik sholem, just like Shane Regal and all the other mazikin. How many times does a shor have to shtois in order to go from being a tam to a mu'ud? It's three times. So hachanami, so too, as it relates to the chazoka property. Kivin d'achot lashnin, when the person eats veer for 3 years, nothak lo miyushos meicher, the property leaves the rishus of the meicher, of the marakama, the kaimel of rishus lekeach, and it enters the rishus of lekeach. So you want to know what the makar to cheskas gimel, we're going to have to put a restraining order on Dovi. You want to know what the makar is to cheskas gimel shanim, we learn it out from shor amud. Just like the shor, it switches, it flips from being a tam to a muid after three times, so too, the property is going to flip. It's going to go from being in the rishus of the meicher to the rishus of lekeach after the lekeach is there for 3 years. Fake the Gemara. Ima shor amud ad negich revius lemechayev. Shor amud doesn't become a muid really until it shtoises a fourth time. Is hachanami achon revius lekamir b'shusay? Says so too. Why don't we say that until you have 4 years, it shouldn't really be in the reshus of the lekeach? But the Gemara says hachi hashta. Of course that's not true. Hasam over the michin nagach shalosh negich kasavi muid. You want to know when the shor becomes a muid? It becomes a muid. You'll never turn this page this fast again. So that's when it's really it becomes a mu'ud after yishtois three times. The idah kilo nagach my lashalim. He's a mu'ud, but what are you going to do if he doesn't shtois a fourth time? A mu'ud has to shtois in order to be chayiv nezek shalim. So you want to know who he is? Yeah, his hat says I'm a mu'ud, but as it relates to being chayiv lashalim, you can't make him pay because he didn't shtois again. But hach over here, kibud hach klash ni once. The person ate there for 3 years, Kaimel Abishusei, it's already going to be considered to be in the Rishus of the person that has a Chazaka. If this is the Makar, like Rabbi Yechanan said over in the name of the Holchei Usha, that we learn Cheskas Gimel Shanim from Shor HaMu'ud, just like a Shor HaMu'ud becomes a Shor HaMu'ud after three Negichos, so too, this Rishus changes Rishuyos after 3 years. If that's the case, chazaka she'eni mataina tavi chazaka. Why is a chazaka she'eni mataina not a chazaka? And I love a tanan called chazaka she'eni mataina in the chazakas. We spoke out in the intro that the only time a person can have a cheskas gimel shanim is if he backs up his chazaka with it. He wasn't just there for 3 years. He has to come with a kaychataina. He said, I bought it. He said, I got it in matana. and I was there for 3 years, then it works. But there has to be a taina. The kasha that the Gemara is asking is that if we're learning out chazaka from Shara Mu'id, by Shara Mu'id there's no element of taina. Something happened 3 times and it shifted. So to here, say if the person was there for 3 years, it should shift. Says the Gemara again. Every kasha and every teretz that we're going to have from here until the end of the daf is about a week in yeshiva. And I am b'rishayim every left turn, every right turn. We're going to do what we do. Says the Gemara, because time am I. You're right. But what's the whole yusoid of Chazaka Sheishim Matayna? The Amrina and the Makadamar. Maybe he's right. Hash the Iulaitana, not Litinle. Meaning, of course you have to have a Taina. If you don't have a Taina, there's no Makam for Chazaka. The whole yusoid of Chazaka is you're saying it's yours, I'm saying it's mine, you have a Taina, I have a Taina. So now Cheskes Raya kicks in. But if there's no Taina, then there's no starting point to even get to the point of Chazaka. The reason you need a Taina is because without a Taina, Bezin's not even going to be presiding over this court case. What's the court case? You said it's yours, and I said, I know it's yours, but I happen to have lived there for 3 years. That's not a good Taina. You have to come with a Kayecha Taina. I bought it, I got it, but Maton. Okay, now Bezin's going to hear you out. So what do? We look, is there Edim? Is there a Rav? Is there a Migu? Is there a Chazaka? Oh, there's something called Cheskes Gimel Shanim. But you have to establish a shayla in order for the Cheskes Gimel Shanim to kick in, says the Gemara. Without a taina, there's no mocking at all for the Cheskes Gimel Shanim. That's why even though the Makari Shara Mu'id, Avada the Chazaka would have to be a Chazaka Sheishim Matayna. Maska, Flor Abaviro, an even more puzzling question. Elameyato, Oy Bazoy, Macha, Shaloy Befanov, Loy Tahavi Macha. The only time you have a Chazaka is if this other person didn't protest. If he protested at any time during the 3 years, so now the meter starts ticking again. At that point, the halach is that you can't have, it knocks out your cheskes gimel shanim. But the machah doesn't have to be befanav. It doesn't have to be in front of the person that's being machzik in the property. It could even be shalei befanav. But the Gemara's kasha is that if the makar to cheskes gimel shanim is shara mu'ed, then machah should have to be befanav. Why? Do me the shara mu'ed. Ma shara mu'ed befanav be'inon, just like by a shara mu'ed. The only time an animal becomes a shara mu'ed is if the owner of the animal was warned. And you have to warn him befanav. You have to tell him. You can't just put out some cold kohir. You have to let him know. It has to be, Gemara learns it from a pasuk, v'huad b'vayla. It has to be something that was told directly to him. So says the Gemara, afal chanami b'fanav b'inon. So why don't we say that here too, it should have to be b'fanav as well. Now the obvious question, before you even think about the kasha, is that the macha is being soiser, the chazaka. Warning the owner of an animal is establishing the chazaka. When you warn the owner of the animal, so you warn him 3 times, he doesn't watch his animal, it becomes a shara mu'ed. So you need the hasra to shtel the chazaka, to establish the chazaka. The Gemara is saying a macha, which knocks out the chazaka, should have to be befanav, dumya to the warning that you have to warn the owner of the shar. When you warn the owner of the shar, so there's an element, there's an idea of befanav when it comes to shtel aveka chazaka. So if you want to draw a parallel, albeit it's something you'd have to twist your mind a little to understand, but at least you could set it up. You could say, okay, so you want to establish a cheskes gimel shanim, there's some idea of chazaka, but there's some idea of befanav. But you're shtelling it through to the macha? The macha is not what's shtelling back to chazaka. The macha is what's potentially knocking out the chazaka. So the Rishonim say, you're right, but you have to say that the Gemara is just saying befanav, befanav. Just like there's an idea of befanav in the context of Shara Mu'ed, it makes sense there should be an idea of befanav in the context of cheskes gimel shanim. Mask of the Rabbi Avir again, el meyata macha shalei befanav, lei tavi macha, dum yidah Shara Mu'ed, ma Shara Mu'ed befanav, bina ma'afach, and ami befanav, bina. So the Gemara says, hasam vua bevaylov, ksit, there it's exeris hakas vua bevaylov. What's the lumbus of v'hua b'vaylov? So that's that Rashi that you're talking about. Hacha, but over here, chavra, chavra, islay. The chavra, islay. There's no reason over here for there to be a din of befanav. The whole idea is to make sure the machzik heard about it. Okay, he'll hear about it. Because chavra, chavra, islay. The chavra, islay. Ramei, your domen richek, niki chosef, chayef, kiv, niki chosef, like koshki. No, chakash. If you tell me the chesed gimel shanim is learned out from Shara Mu'ed, then can we potentially shtel tzu, shitas Ramei, if machlokes Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, by a Shara Mu'ed? If you look at the Pesukei HaTorah, so the Pesuk sets up the Shara Mu'ed. He shtoist on Sunday, and then on Monday, and then on Tuesday. So by Wednesday, already he's going to be chayef nezek sholeh. Rameir says it's lav dafka. Rameir says, because richek nigichos of chayech, not if the animal shtoistes 3 times in 3 days, it becomes a mu'ed. Kirim nigichos of lekoshke. Certainly if he would shtoist 3 times in 1 day, he would be chayef. Says the Gemara, if cheskes gimel shanim is learned out from Shara Mu'ed, then Rameir's svara should apply to Cheskes Gimel Shanim as well, which means that it should be possible to establish a Cheskes Gimel Shanim in even less than 3 years. just like you don't need 3 days for Shara Mu'ed, you shouldn't necessarily need 3 years for the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, as long as you have an element of three, even if it's a shorter period than 3 years, it should work. Says the Gemara, if somebody would eat 3 pears in 1 day, how's that possible? We're going to Te'ena, like a Te'ena. So a Te'ena, apparently, when it matures, it doesn't all mature in the same hour. Over the course of a day, it could mature. A little bit in the morning, a little in the afternoon, a little at night. So the Gemara is saying, when you eat the pears in the morning of this crop, and then you eat a little more of the new crop in the afternoon, the one that matured a few hours later, and then you eat from the crop that matured a few hours after that, so maybe that should be like kirev negichosav. So you have three, you have an element of three, you have your three negichos, and even though it wasn't in 3 years, but just like by the show, you don't need 3 days, maybe here you shouldn't need 3 years as well. So the Gemara, no, dumi the shara mu'ed, because that would not be dumi the shara mu'ed. Because my shara mu'ed be in the disle lahai negicha less lahai negicha. Hachenak bin the disle lahai negicha less lahai peira. By a shar, it's true that you don't need that the three negicha should have to happen in 3 days. But, and if it happens in 1 day, that in and of itself is going to be enough. But at the very least, you do need that when the shar shtois, the first shar, the second shar wasn't there. Because if there were three shvarim, and he shtoits one, and then two, then three, everybody's going to agree. Even Reb Meir is going to say, you're not going to be shara mu'ed. It has to be three frisha mices of negicha in order to establish this animal as a shara mu'ed. That you wouldn't have over here. Because even though the te'enim didn't fully ripen, it didn't fully mature until a couple of hours later, but it was right there. It was standing in front of you. It was about to ripen. So if we're going to draw this parallel, and we're going to get really into it, there is a hiccup, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, it's not going to work. But zok the Gemara, I have a comeback. Achla tlasa peri betlasa yoimi. What about three fruits that mature over a 3 day period? And the metzias is that, let's say it's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. The one that's going to mature on Monday, you couldn't even see on Sunday. So it was there, but you couldn't see it. Keep going slav. Slav is a caper bush that comes up in Parakates and Mavarchim. There's different sugis and shas where a tzlaf had some halachic significance. So, but the metzias of the tzlaf was, is that you can have three crops of tzlaf develop in 3 days, and the one that develops today, you couldn't have even seen yesterday. So the Gemara says that should be a case of kirev nigi chaysav. Perhaps you should be able to establish a chazaka in such a short period of time. But the Gemara says, no, that doesn't either work. Because hasam peira miyo ise, the peiri really exists. U'mikmar hudaka gomer. But also, you just don't see it yet. But really, it's there. Being that really it's there, it'd be like, the shor is there, punkt, we don't see it, but really it is there. So again, it's not going to be that the shor move. Says the Gemara, okay, but I have another example. Ochla tlasa peri betas and yoimin. What if somebody ate 3 pears over a 30-day period? You're going aspasta. Lahavi chazoko. So aspasta is something that can grow over a 30-day period. And not just that, you can have multiple crops that would grow over a 30-day period. So the Gemara says, if I eat 3 crops of aspasta within this 30-day period, maybe that should establish a chazoko. Again, you're going to tell me, don't you need 3 years? If the 3 days is lavdafka by the negichos, then the 3 years should be lavdafka here. All you need is the three negichos. So I have 3 crops over here. Klasa peri, betlasa yoimin. But the Gemara says, echidam, ita kadich v'achlo, kadich v'achlo. Is it talking about where during the 30-day period, you kept on every 10 days, let's say you ripped the crop out, you ate it. So you had 3 crops over a 30-day period. If you would do that, says the Gemara, hasam mishamet to the kashamet v'achlo. You didn't eat a fully mature crop. If you didn't eat a fully mature crop, it could be that's not enough to establish a chazaka. So to do 3 of aspasta in a 30-day period, even though physically it can grow, but you're going to be eating it somewhat prematurely, so that wouldn't be enough to establish it. So that doesn't work either. But the Gemara says, okay, a very obvious comeback. What about 3 aspasta crops in 3 months? So you gave it a full month to fully develop, to fully mature. I did it 3 times, but it's 90 days. It's not 3 years. That's a lot less. Says the Gemara, Lahavi chazaka, let that be a chazaka. Again, bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan said that the makar to cheskes gimel shanim is the shor hamu'ed. High level, this is what you have to internalize. The makar is the shor hamu'ed. Just like the shor hamu'ed goes from being a tam to a mu'ed after it shtoises 3 times, so too, if somebody has a cheskes gimel shanim, it should go mishus moicher to the Rishus Loikeach. The Gemara's kasha is, if that's the case, then maybe you shouldn't need 3 years. Because the Zman is really not what's Ma'akiv in the Shor HaMu'ed. It's true, if you look in the Torah says it shtoits three times in 3 days. But we know 3 days is lav dafka. In fact, Rav Meir said, Richek niki chaysav chayev, kirev niki chaysav lekoshken. So if you can establish something 3 times in 1 day, mikal v'chaymer, it's going to work. So come up with a crop that you can have three al chazaka within a shorter period of time than 3 years, and that should be enough to establish the chazaka. And the Gemara had to go through a whole omit to figure out what exactly that case is. But we have the case. Aspasta grows in 30 days. So you had an aspasta, you waited 30 days, you ripped it out. Aspasta, you ripped it out. Aspasta, you ripped it out. This other person watched, he was a meicha. Let that be a cheskes gimel shanim. Why do you need the 3 years? It should happen in 90 days. Zok de Gemara, very posh to teretz. You're right, it does work. Good kasha. Man holche Yusha. You know who the holche Yusha were going according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Yishmael, holche nami. According to Rabbi Yishmael, that's in fact the truth. Time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael, loy me medvar, you need 3 years, b'stei alavon. Avo b'stei ilon. But if you have a fruit tree, kines es tfuasoy, umos akezeso, v'kines es kaitsoy, hareyelu gimel shonim. Then it's going to be enough. And holche nami. What's the yisoid of Rabbi Yishmael? Why taka? Is it possible in 1 year, as long as the field gave off 3 crops, you'd be able to establish a chazaka? It's because richek niki chayisav chayiv kiriv lekoshke. You take a don't need 3 years. That is Rishitas Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. You want to know who the whole Cheyusha we're going according to? We're going according to Rabbi Shmuel. And a chanami, the Rabbana, are going to have a different makar. What's going to be the Rabbana's makar? So that's going to be from here until the end of the daf. We're going to have to come up with another makar. But for now, just to exhale for a minute, before we go weiter, so the achroinim, and when I say the achroinim, Rabbi Shimon Shkop, Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, the stipler, the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas of the Friya de Gedar, were all very bothered with the Gemara's Tzushtel, from Cheskas Gimel Shanim to the Chazaka that's established for an animal to go from being a Shar Tam to a Shar Muad when it shtoises 3 times. Just a little bit of a hakdama. There's a halacha in Hilchas Tvila that once we start saying either Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem, Merid Atal, the same Talamat Levracha, the same Bracha. To the extent that you have a suffix, you're not sure whether or not you said Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem, you didn't say Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem. So for the first 30 days, the halacha is that we assume that you probably did what you've been accustomed to doing. You probably didn't say it. The halacha is you have to go back. Once 30 days pass, we assume that now already you established the chazaka that you're going to say Mashav Ruach HaGeshem. So misafik, you're not going to be mechuyif to go back. The Torah brings from the Maram in Rotenberg that he had a mimic. Meram Rutenberg on Shmini Atzeres, that's when you start saying Mashav Ruach, he would say Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem 90 times. Why did he do it? If he had a suffix, he wouldn't be sure whether or not he said it or he didn't say it. So he chapped around the 30 days in 1 day. Because he went, he said it already his 90 times. Once he got his 90 times, and at this point, if he has a suffix, he's not going to have to go back. V'rayosai, what was his raya? Perikates of the regal, bavakama daf chavdal and aleph, and it's really our Gemara, we just learned now also. Bavabasa daf chav ches on the base. The Omar Gabi Sharamuid, Rav Meir said, Richek nigi chosav chayiv, kirev nigi chosav lekoshke. Hachanami, so too over here. Just like a sharamut can be established. If it's mirachik, then a gichos, if it shtoys 3 times in 3 days. And Rameyer said, kal v'choymer would become a sharamut if it shtoys 3 times in 1 day. So too, kibin da'ach ha-shloishim yoyim, and mumasup again, tzarech l'achzer, kolshke. It's Rameyer's kal v'choymer, tishim pomim, b'yoyim echad. The truth is, the poskim are not so happy with Meram Rotenberg because it's not so clear we pass like Rav Meir. Usually, when there's a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, it's Gemara Neir v'Menvav, we pass like Rav Yehuda. So Meram Rotenberg is basing his chiddush la'alocha on shitas Rav Meir. The chur la'alocha is like Rav Yehuda, but there's a lundish problem with Meram Rotenberg, and that was already argued by one of the rishonim. The Torah continues, and he says, Rabbeinu Peretz zal kosav lo chazina l'rabbanik shishi detzorfas davi yachi. I didn't see the French rabbanim take on this. Kula. They don't do it. It's not the minute. By Yoshmina Atzeres, they don't give a clap and start saying Mashav Ruach HaMerid HaGeshem 90 times. And he says, I'll tell you why. Because they probably hold that it's not Oizkehalten. It shouldn't work. Meram Rutenberg had a good raya. Richek niki chosav chayev kiriv lekoshke. He said, if you can establish this chazaka over 30 days, you certainly should be able to establish it in 1 day. But she'ina nidin daimelai raya zok Rabbeinu Peretz. Tohosam over the time of Mishum Shohuchzak Likach. When we say that a shor goes from being a tam to a mud when it shtoises 3 times, what we're saying is it's huchsak now that it's a shor hanak. B'sholish rechaykes, and that's established if it shtoises 3 times rechaykes in 3 days. Koshkin b'shalosh kreid. Certainly, if it happened three times in one, I will geshem. But mashbruch made a geshem. Sheniskan b'tfilo, which was established during tfilo. V'adavar talui behergel v'shaynoi. Has nothing to do with huchzak. It has to do with hergel v'shaynoi. Lo yamrin nachi. There we don't say it. Zogin d'achreinim. What's Rabbeinu Peretz trying to say? Single super lumdus over here to be mechalik between Mashbruch Hamayid Hageshem and Shor Hamuad. And Va'oid, if we understand Rabbeinu Peretz's lumdus, we now would have to go back and understand Maram Rutenberg's lumdus. Zogin d'achreinim, yesh lachto. What's the aside when a Shor shtoises three times? It goes from being a tam to a muad. It goes from paying chatzi nezek to paying nezek sholim. Is the pshat that when a Shor shtoises three times, we say that with every negicha, it's changing its nature? So even though this Shor was once upon a time a fine gentleman, now it's shtoist again, Adam Nifal Kafi Pulaisav, it's changing, it became a different person, it became a different animal. And right now, it's a Shor HaMu'ed, and even though it once was a Shor HaTam, the three negichos changed it, and it went from being a Tam to being a Mu'ed. Oye Shloimar, it's not the pshat that the negichos is what causes the change, but rather, once an animal shtoises three times, we now have a raya, we now have insight that this shor was always a different shor. It's a simon that this shor was a shor nakhon from the beginning. Meaning, we always assume we give a shor a benefit of the doubt. Why should we assume that this shor is a bad shor, that it's something that's just going to walk around and be a mu'ed and shtais? But once it shtais three times, and now already have a chazaka. Now it's already too late. At this point, it showed its true colors. It established itself as being a mu'ed, so that hover hadover, that this is the way it always was. To put it in Lamdisha terms, are the three negichos a siba for it to become a mu'ed? Or is it a simon that really it always was a mu'ed? Is it a siba? Do the negichos affect the change? Or the negichos don't affect the change? The negichos are just the giwi to us that this animal was never who we thought it was. This animal was always a mu'ed. It was never really a tam. Zogin d'achreinim yesh loyma, that's the machloikis between Maram Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz was arguing. He says, "Ein anidin daim l'araya." I don't know what you're comparing. You're comparing Masav Ruach Umar Dageshem to a Shor Nakhon? What was his svara? His svara was a Shor Nakhon is the taich when an animal shtoises three times. It's hover hadavar that this was always a Nakhon. It needed to shtoise three times for us to know that. But once it shtoises three times, we know that it was always a mood. Are you going to tell me that's how Masav Ruach Umar Dageshem works? That when you say Masav Ruach Umar Dageshem 90 times, hover hadavar that you always said Mashav, doesn't make any sense. The sort of Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem is that when you say it 90 times, you establish a hergel. Something changes, a switch flips. It goes from being your status quo when you're spacing out, dominating, from not saying Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem to yes saying Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem. Because there's a certain hergel that you now establish by saying it 90 times. If Shor would work that way, then Enochinai, but it's not the way Shor works, Dr. Rabbeinu Peretz. The way Shor works is that the Gimel Negichos is a simon that that's always the way it was. We're talking about two different things. Tzvei Bazundir Sugis, and in the Raya. What did Maram Rutenberg hold? Maram Rutenberg held that's not the way Shor HaMu'ed would work. Shor HaMu'ed always works, but Teres Hergel. Once an animal shtoises three times, it establishes a Hergel, then now if you do something three times, you're going to continue to do it, even though you weren't that way always. But now that you did it, you now stel davek what your Hergel is. That's exactly Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem. Zokhtim Maram Rutenberg, Richik Nikichos of Chayef, Kim Nikichos of Lekoshkein. If you could establish a Hergel in 3 days, and Rameir argues based on that, you certainly can establish a Hergel in 1 day. So the same should be true with regards to Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem. If you can establish the Hergel in 30 days, certainly you should be able to establish it in 1 day as well. Zogin d'achroinim, l'chayra, our Gemara would seem to be a riot to Rabbeinu Peretz. Our Gemara would seem to be a riot to one side. Because that's poshet. That's poshet. That the way Cheskes Gimel Shonim works is not that if I'm there for 3 years, that is a siba, that's a cause to say that it should go from the Rishus Moichet to the Rishus Lekeach. A Cheskes Gimel Shonim is not a siba. We said a chazoka has to be a chazaka sheishi mataina. All chazaka is a raya. It's a raya that it's mine. You're saying it's yours. I'm saying it's mine. If I'm here for 3 years, that's a raya that it belongs to me. So the chazaka is a simen that it was always mine. The fact that I've been here for 3 years and you were a meicha, that's a vice that it was mine. But if the way chazaka, but avada, it's not going to be a simen. So bishloima, if shara mu'ed works as a simen, so it's a very good sushtel. You're shtelling two apples and apples. It's chitin and chitin. Just like you see three establish a simen with regards to the shara mu'ed, so two, three could establish simen. It could be a raya with regards to cheskel skimel shonim. But if the way the Shtar Amud works is Siba. It doesn't work as Siman. That has nothing to do with Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So Luchura, our Sugi should also be told you whether Shtar Amud, the Chazaka, is Siba or Siman, which is really a Machloikas Meram and Rutenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. Luchura, our Gemara would be a Raya to Rabbeinu Peretz that it's a Siman, not a Siba. As I fragment the G'dayli, G'dayli Achreinim. Just one light note before we continue the daf, and that is that we always speak out from the Chassam Sofer. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chassam Sofer in the end of Siman Kuf Yod Aleph, that even though we all know 90 times on Shmini Atzeres, that's the Meram Rutenberg, that's going to be okay, but he brings from the Chassam Sofer, the Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Chelik Erechaim Siman Chaf Meiru Ubala Katchila Lo Omer Meya Pamim Ve'echad. He says the Katchila should say it 101 times. Amnam B'diyevet Mish Omer Aktishim Pamim Ein B'yadeinu Lifsoik She'yachsev Yisbal Negev Sakhan Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says 90. Meram Rutenberg did it 90 times. But the Chassam Sofer said, Luli the Mistafina, I would say 101 times. Now what's the rest of the Chassam Sofer? So if you look up the Chuvah inside, Chassam Sofer says that really this Meram Rutenberg is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that it's 30 days, because in 30 days, you establish the Chazaka. Sok the Chassam Sofer, the Rishonim thought that what's 30 days? 90 times. Because you damage Shemayna Esrei 3 times a day. But he says, really, if you think about it, it doesn't really work out. Because you have Shabbos, we have Musaf, so it's not going to be so even. It's not 30 times 3. You have to do the arithmetic. So Chassam Sofer says, I believe that the Yerushalmi was talking about Moirid HaTal, and he was talking to the Bnei Chutz Laretz. And he says, parenthetically, even though Rabbi Yechon is the author of Talmud Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael, but there's a Tyson Shabbos Daf test that says Rabbi Yechon used to say halacha sometimes for the Bnei Chutz Laretz. So he says he believes the Yerushalmi was talking about to the Bnei Chutz Laretz, and it was talking about Pesach. So he says, let's do the Cheshbon. When do you start saying Merid Atal? You start saying it on the first day Pesach. If you count when first day Pesach, Musaf. So if you count 30 days, how many times are you going to say Mashal Baruch Merid Hashem? So you start Musaf, which means there's two tefillas that you didn't say it, because you didn't say it the night before Ma'ariv, you didn't say it Shachas. So 90 minus 2, we're working backwards. We're down to 88. But you have a lot of Musafim that are going to kick in. You have the 8 days of Pesach and Chutz Laretz. You have 4 Shabbosim. One of them overlaps with Pesach. So you can have 3 additional Shabbosim. 8 plus 3 is 11. And you have the 2 days with Chodesh Iyar, which is 13. 88 plus 13 is 101. Says the Chassam Sofer, that was the cheshbon of 30 days. Says 90, that's not a Jewish number. Where did 90 come from? 101, that's a very Jewish number. So he says, I believe the Rishonim got it all wrong. They thought 30 days, 90, what 90? I never heard of a number 90. What kind of number is that? You notice it's 101. How do you get 101 times in 30 days, you get it. Meir that tal Pesach. If you're in Chutz Laretz, it comes out to exactly 101. He says at the end of the day, he's going keneged the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. He's not comfortable with that. He says when people ask me, I tell him l'katchila do it 101 times. Avad b'diyeved 90 would be okay. You wouldn't say over Shmoneh Esrei. But either way, a classic Chassam Sofer. So the bottom line is, we're trying to figure out what's the makar techeskes gimel shanim. Rabbi Yochanan said shamati nehol cheyusha that it's went out from the Shor Amud. The Gemara says that that could work, albeit with a lot of left turns and right turns and even U-turns. But the point is, the Gemara is set. We can make it work with the Makar from Shor HaMoed. The Kasha is, if that's the case, you shouldn't need 3 years. The Gemara says, yeah, maybe it's true. There is a Shittas Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't need 3 years. And just like Rikach Nigachais of Chayiv, Kirav Lekoshkin, could be it's totally in the lumpness of how a Shor becomes a Shor HaMoed. Is it a Seber? Is it a Simen? But either way, we only have a Makar for Rabbi Shmuel. We don't have a Makar for the Chachamim. So the Gemara continues. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanon, my 4 lines from the bottom of the Chav Chasam Adbeis. What's the Makar according to the Rabbanon? Cheskes Kimel Shonam, Rabbi Yosef said, it's learnt out from one of our favorite Psukim in Yirmiyo, Perik Lamed Beis. Sodeis Bakesef Yiknu, Vekosoi Basefer. What do you want to take it away? Vechosoim, Vehoed Eden, Sharia Novi, Oy made Be'eser, the Novi Yirmiyo, it was the 10th year of Golis Tzidkiyo. And he was talking to the Eden who were living in Eretz Yisrael. And he told them, listen, any field that you buy right now, make sure you watch the Shtar. Because I'm telling you now, we're going to Golis. And when we go to Golis, you're not going to be able to live there a long enough period of time to establish a Chazaka. So you better hold on to your Shtar. Because if you're not holding on to your Shtar, may not have Eden, people are going to die. So how are you going to prove that it's yours? So he tells him, make sure that you keep on to your shtar. Now, when were they going to go to Golis? Umazra Lachasra. He told him, in another year. So you have the 10th year of Golis Tzidkiyo, the 11th year. So you're going to be here for 2 years, not more than 2 years. And that's why he's telling you to hop on to your shtar. as if to say, if the Yidden would have been there more than 2 years, they would have been there for 3 years, they wouldn't have to hold on to the shtar. Why not? Because at that point, you'd have a cheskes gimel shonim. I'm Abaye, but Abaye told him, how do you know your Mio was saying some whole festa superlumdis? They were just giving him a good piece of advice. If it'd be 2 years, it'd be 9 years, it'd be 100 years. It's just hold on to your shtar. He says, look at the context over there. There's so many psukim over there where your Mio was giving the Yidden just good old-fashioned advice. Banu batim v'shvu v'nitu gag. The Yidden that were settling in Babel, he told them, build houses, try to shtel like a parnasa, find a chavrusa, yeshivas. My karma, what's he telling him? What he's telling him, Alachis over there, Ella, Eitz HaTayver. It started Daf Yomi Chabura. He was giving him an Eitz HaTayver. So Hochanami, Eitz HaTayver, Kamash Malan. How do you know to read into it so much and to learn halachas from it? Now, the truth is, a lot of halachas that I learned out from that pasuk. We learn out that karkis niknis bekesef, from sadis bekesef niknu. We learn that kesef is from shtar, the kasef besefer. We also learn v'chassayim, that edei chasima, it's a gemara in perakat shalech, v'ha edeidim, chasam soifah says it's referring to edei kiyum, that even though the gemara says kiyum shtar is the rabbanan, there were times where kiyum shtar was deiraisa. So it would flow very nicely. There's a Torah Shlema. It's like a whole Masechta. This pasuk over here tucked away in Sefer Yirmiyahu. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says you need a Hechrich to learn a Halacha. And we don't have a Hechrich. So the Gemara, Teida, not just that, I'll prove to you. Because he told them, after you write the Shtar, you should put it in earthenware keli. What's that all about? Must be, he was giving him good advice. The bottom line is, that's not the Makar. Elam Arava. You know, we know Cheskes Gimel Shonim. It's based on a Sfar. Shasaka Maisa Machalinish. Because it's possible that just because you've been living in your friend's field and you've been eating peiros doesn't necessarily mean that the fact that your friend didn't protest, that it means that it's not his. Because a person's meichel sometimes for somebody else to run his business. I mean, I've met that guy, but you know, it's fine. Oh, it's just a year? It's okay. 2 years also a person's meichel. Class. 3 years, loy machol. Avalei Abaya. But Abaya said, Ela Meyata, if that's the way this works, because up to 3 years, there's an assumed mechila, ki hadra arot, ki hadra levar mi peri. Then the halacha should be, if in 2.5 years, he knocks on your door and he says, I want my field back, he should get it back without the peris. Because if you tell me the whole reason we assume Cheses Gimel Shonim is because he was Michael. So he was Michael already. If he was Michael, Alam Amar Rav Nachman Haja Arav Hajri Peiri. Why Rav Nachman say you have to give the payers back? Alam Arava Rava said a different smart. Shasa Kamaisa like Kapit Inish. First year person, not Makbid. Not that he's Michael. It's not Michael. But it's okay. I'll get you back. But I'm not Makbid. Tarti like Kapit. Flas Kapit. Three year person is Makbid. Amalei Abaye Abaye said El Miyato. If Cheskes Gimel Shonim is predicated on Kepedah, the Goinhani, the Bei Baral Yashiv, the Kapti, these were people that were Makbid, Afilu, Amman, the Cholof HaMitzra, and they really had Kepedah. They didn't let anyone go near their property. If somebody like was towing the border, already they had a Kepedah. Hachinami, the Alta Avi Chazaka, so for them, Chazaka would be established out. You'll say, yeah, maybe. So it's going to come out for one person. This is the Chazaka of another person. That's a Chazaka. That's not possible. Elama Rava. So Rava said, you want to know what the Makar is? The Makar is as follows. A person can watch his shtar that would say that he bought a piece of property for 1 year. Tarti, Vitlas, Mizdar. 2 years, even 3 years. You can extend it. You can assume that a person should be careful. He should watch his shtar. But tfei loy mizdar. More than 3 years, a person already is not careful. And being that it's difficult for a person to watch his shtar for more than 3 years, it's for that reason, once 3 years pass, and the meicher, so to speak, wasn't Moicha, the halach is be established a chazak. What does that have to do with anything? So we'll see that in one moment. But let's just finish the Gemara. Oh, male yabaya, elameyato ibazoi, macho shalei befonov, loy tahavi macho. If the whole yisoid of Cheskes Gimel Shonim is going to have something to do with the fact, with me knowing to watch my shtar, so it makes sense that when you're Moicha, so even though usually I don't watch it for 3 years, but once you're Moicha, so now I know to be on alert, I have to be extra careful. But if that's the case, Macha should only work befonov. If the Macha should only befonov, it shouldn't work. The Amalek shouldn't be able to tell him, Machas Pampoy, have him as Narnab Ishtar, I would have watched my Ishtar. So the Gemara says no, because the Amalek, you could always tell him back, Chavruch, Chavruch, Islay, the Chavruch, Chavruch, Islay. You say the Macha should only befonov, it's not that Macha doesn't have to be befonov. It has to be befonov. But we assume that every Macha is befonov, because Chavruch, Chavruch, Islay, the chavra, people talk, people yenta, it's the way it is. And therefore, as long as you're moicha, even shalei b'fanav, eventually it's going to get to where it needs to get. So the bottom line is we had a makar to Cheskes Gimel Shonim, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out from Shar HaMu'ud. big nafkamina lalocha, richek nigichos of chayev kirov lekoshkin. It's possible to establish a cheskes kimoshonim in less than 3 years. And now we have a makar for the chachamim as well. The chachamim will hold you need 3 years. What's the yisoid of 3 years? And the Gemara just said one svara. The Gemara said that up to 3 years, a person's careful to watch his shtar. It's fear to assume that he should have to. Beyond 3 years, it's already cruel and unusual to make the person have to watch his shtar. So it's for that reason, once 3 years pass, there's no taina, how come I don't have my shtar? Unless you're moich, which is true, because if you're moich, there is no chasid kimoshan. But there's no taina, where's your shtar? It's for that reason you have a chazak. The question is, what's up doing anything? Let's put the pieces of the puzzle together. This Gemara doesn't, in and of itself, seem to be giving us a clear havana, a clear understanding of exactly how Cheskes Gimel Shonim works. So the truth is that if you look in the Rishonim and the Achronim, there's many different mahalchim, how to understand Pashup Shat, what the Gemara is coming away with in this figure right here. I saw Chedushi Reb Ruvain, for Reb Ruvain Rizovsky, he makes a sikum on the sugyas of Cheskes Gimel Shonim, this very first sugya here in Perek Cheskes Abatim, and he says there's four shittas. The Ramban, in Parakheskas Abatan Daf Membeis, there's the Rajban Daf Chavtes in our Sugya, there's the Ktsois in Simin Kuf Mem, and there's the Nesivas in Simin Kuf Mem Dalet. We'll speak out to Mahalcha. We'll speak out the Ramban on Daf Membeis and the Ktsois in Simin Kuf Mem. First, the Ramban. The Ramban says that really, really, when a person is living in somebody else's house, Reuven is living in Shimon's house. Shimon passes by, sees the lights are on, he peeks in, he sees Reuven and his family, they're living in his house. He's not Moicha. The fact that Shimon was not Moichel, he was quiet, he didn't protest at that very moment, that's a great raya that this house really belongs to Reuven. Because if it didn't belong to Reuven, if somebody's living in your house, you protest. And that in and of itself is a umdana de muchach, that really the house belongs to Reuven. So if Reuven's working Shimon's field, or Reuven's living in Shimon's house, for one day Shimon sees, and he's not Moichel, that's a raya without a question that it belongs to Reuven. Why then do we say that unless Reuven's been there for 3 years, the halacha is that Shimon can take the field away from Reuven? It's because Lu'umas, the fact that Reuven has a raya that it's his field, he also has a reis. The reis is that if it was really yours, Reuven, how come you don't have a shtar? Where's your deed? A mortgage, something. You should have some documentation, some proof that this really belongs to you. So there's always a reyesa that the person living there has, and that is ach v'shtarcha. Where's your shtar? And the fact that he can't produce a shtar, that's a reyesa keneged him. So on the one hand, you have a raya that it's his. What's the raya? The fact that he's living there, and this other person is not protesting. It's very unusual. But at the same time, there's also a reyesa that says it's not his. There's a raya that it belongs to Shimon. Because if it really belonged to Reuven, Reuven would have some evidence. So what do you do when you're not sure? You leave it by the Marakama. That's what you do. You just leave it by Shimon. Shimon's the Marakama. He's the last person of record that we know for sure owned this property. Therefore, it's going to end up being his. But Zok Ramban, that's only true for the first 3 years. But after 3 years, there's already no reyesa from the fact that Reuven doesn't have the shtar. Because atlashnin mizdarinish peshtari. Tvei loy mizdar. At that point, you still have the raya that it's Reuven from the fact that Shimon wasn't Moichel. You don't have the reyesa anymore. Where's your shtar? Because after 3 years, not a time anymore why I don't have my shtar. Because it's very hard to watch something for such an extended period of time. The Melech's going to end up being Reuven's. So it's not the fact that Shimon wasn't Moichel for 3 years that makes it Reuven's. It's not the fact that after 3 years, I can't watch my shtar. So the Melech's mine. What does that mean? What it is that the fact that Shimon was shoysik, even one day should have been a raya that it belongs to Reuven. The only reason it wasn't is because the raya that Reuven had was tempered. It was countered by the fact that there was a huge raya that it wasn't his. What's the raya? If it's really yours, where's your shtar? So as long as we can have a taina, where's your shtar? The halacha is going to be, it's a sofik, we're going to leave it by the marakam. Once that raya goes away, when does it go away? After 3 years. So at that point, you have the raya that it's Reuven's from the fact that Shimon was shoysik. You don't have the reyes anymore that it's not Reuven's from the fact that he doesn't have the shtar, because after 3 years, you can't have a tainami for having the shtar. So the halacha is, it's going to belong to Reuven at that point. That is the way the Ramban explains beautifully, I think, B'lushoyne Hazav, how Cheskes Gimel Shonim works. The Ktsois and Simon Kuf Mem, and the Ktsois and Simon Kuf Lamed Hey brings the Ramban. And the Ktsois says that although the Ramban is saying a beautiful pshat, but what comes out from the Ramban is something that he believes is mavur, not in the Rishonim. And that is, it should come out that Cheskes Gimel Shonim is really a din d'oraisa. So if I have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, I don't just have some rabbinic claim to the property. It's a regular koyach d'oraisa. Because the fact that Shimon was shoysik, that was a raya that it belonged to Reuven. Up to 3 years, the raya was tempered. Once the 3 years pass, you can reinstate the raya. The raya seems to be a deraisa. They go umdina works mit natayra. So lachura should come out as deraisa. And the ktsay says the reason I have a problem with that is because if you look in the lashonis of the rishonim, the mukayosef, the rambam, and even Rashi and Tosfos in different places, amashma that cheskes kimul shana really only works mit din takanas chachamim. It's only a din derabana. So it says the ktsay is based on that. He thinks that you're forced at least to be mafarish as other rishonim to say a different shot. And that is that the really. 1 day, 2 days, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, it should really all be the same. Really, the fact that I've been living here for an extended period of time, if I don't have a klara raya that belongs to me, it shouldn't be mine. And there's no din muhsik when it comes to karka. There is a marakama. Whoever's the marakama, he's really the one that should get it. However, if that would be the halacha, that I could be living in a house for 10 years, and you can now one day come to me because I lost my shtar and I have no proof that it's mine and throw me out of my house. Nobody would ever want to buy anything. They'd be upset at the lekuchas. It'd be very hard for people to transact. It'd be very hard for people to do business. So mishum pseidet the lekuchas, says the ktsay. It's interesting. The ktsay says the balabat shabshan in the sugya. He says mishum pseidet the lekuchas. The chacham had no choice. And the chachamim said that at some point, if I'm living there for an extended period of time, we're going to have to assume it belongs to me. What's that point going to be? The point's going to be 3 years. Why? Because up to 3 years, a person could be careful. Once 3 years pass, it's really hard for a person to be careful. So at that point, we're going to say that even though I don't really have an umdana, I have nothing supporting me, I have nothing mid-dairaisa, not like the Ramban, that your shtika is an umdana, that it's mine, even on the dairaisa level. I have nothing supporting me on the dairaisa level. Nothing. I would need Adam. I don't have Adam. If I don't have Adam, I'm out of business. There's no din muhsik, no mitzvah melavarai when it comes to karka. I have no way of establishing. But the Chacham is saying, you live in there for 3 years, keep it. Why 3 years? Like the Gemara said. Because up to 3 years, a person can be careful. After 3 years, he can't be careful anymore. That's where it's negated. The Pseidah de Lekuchas. There's no reason to instate something for Pseidah de Lekuchas before 3 years. Because before 3 years, just. Be careful. Be responsible. After 3 years, where it's difficult for me to watch, at that point, now you're going to tell me, you're going to make a takana, mipshum seida de lekuchais, on the back, on the board of the meicher? So the lekeach is going to benefit. After 3 years, even if I don't have my shtar, it's mine. Takanas chachamim cheskes gimel shon, the way the ktsayis learns. But it's coming on the cheshbon of the meicher. Why should the meicher lose out? Why would you make a takana to benefit the lekeach that would cause the meicher to lose? Says the ktsayis, there's a very easy way for the meicher to avoid this. All he has to do is be meicher. All he has to do is protest. So says the ktsayis, it's really a win-win. Everybody wins. If you want to make sure that the lekeach doesn't run off with your property in 3 years, just be meicher. It's not such a big deal. Just be meicher. Send a memo somewhere. 3 years is a long enough period of time for you to be on the record saying that this is really your piece of property. The problem is lekeach. What's lekeach going to do after 3 years? You're right. Lekeach after 3 years gets to keep it. The meicher, all he had to do was protest, and everything is going to be fine. So this is the ktsayis in Siman Kuf Mem. He brings the Ramban. He says, from the Ramban it should come out that cheskes gimel shanim works on a deraisa level. He says, from the Rishonim, it's not mashma that way. So from the Rishonim, you have to say that it's more of a takaras chachamim. How does it tie into our Gemara of Atlas, Shnin, Mizdar, Tfeiloi, Mizdar? According to Rabban, it removes the Reyesa, and now the Machzik, the one who has the Cheskes Gimel Shonim, keeps it, Me'ikra Din, because there's an Umdana that it says from the Shtika of the Marakama. According to the Ktsayis, it's more of a svar of why the Chachamim made the Pseid Kuchais 3 years. Because up to 3 years, be responsible. After 3 years already, it's too much to ask for. And it's for that reason, at that point, you're going to be able to keep it. But the Ktsayis in Siman Kuf Lamed and Hey, he also brings the Ramban. And over there, he asks a gevaldige kasha on the Ramban. There's a lot of kashas that the Akredim asking the Ramban, but it's kedai to speak out this kasha just to get a deeper understanding of what we're talking about. Just the whole layout of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. It's so klar and it's so geschmack. It's worth trying to understand because it's literally the next month. So it's something that it's worth trying to understand. That is, the Ktsayis asks on the Ramban from a Gemara later. Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph discusses a child, a katan that's mutl be'arisa. So if somebody has a child, it's lying in a crib, and now it's in somebody else's house. Now, we're not talking about a Yiddish kind. We're talking about an Eved Kanani. And the question is, who owns this Eved, this Katan? Does Reuven own it? Does it Shimon own it? So it's in Reuven's house. It's mutl barisa. It's lying in a crib. It's not a Katan that can get around. Shimon comes now with a taina. Shimon says it's mine. Said Rava, a chiddush gadol halacha. Yesh loy chazaka la'altar. The halacha is that there's a chazaka, and the chazaka is established la'altar. Says the Gemara, why? What's the cheshbon? So the cheshbon is very simple. Because we look at this Eved not as being Karka, we look at this Eved as really being Metalton. Now, ordinarily, Metalton that can get around doesn't have a Din Muchzik, because like Goyja saying, Lahem Chazaka. How could you have a Muchzik for something that gets around? Maybe it just walked into my Rishos. But being that this Kotam is Motobarisa, so the Kotam Motobarisa is Metalton, it's not Goyja because it can't get around. So it's for that reason, the halacha is that Yesh Lahem Chazaka La'alta. That's the halacha. Chazaka is established La'alta. There's a regular din of Amoitzi Mechaveri Oliver Rai. So a Kotan Amutu Barisa, you have a din of Amoitzi Mechaveri Oliver Rai. Freik Tiktois, according to the Ramban, the halacha should be that you shouldn't have a Chazaka by a Kotan Amutu Barisa for 3 years. It shouldn't be Yesh Chazaka La'alta, but rather the halacha should be 3 years. What's the pshat? Zok Tiktois Gevald. Why do you want that you should have Chazaka La'alta? You're going to tell me, because muchzik, because you're a muchzik. He says, let me ask you a kash. The Ramban said that really every single time a person has a chazok on karka, you're a muchzik in karka. Cheskes gimel shana, but you didn't have it for 3 years, you only had it for 1 day. The fact that Shimon was shoysik when he saw Reuven living in his house, that really established an umdana. In 1 day, he already established an umdana. What was the reason Reuven then didn't just get it in 1 day? It's because Kineged the umdana, there's also a reyesa. What's the reyesa? Ach vishtarcha. Where's your shtar? If it was really yours, you would have a shtar. So says, let me ask you a question. Every metaltalin, hamoitze mechavei alvaraya. If I'm a muchzik metaltalin, right? Cheskes moment, everyone agrees hamoitze mechavei alvaraya. Says, why? Why don't you say the same thing? Why don't you say ach vishtarcha? If I have Adam that this once belonged to me, and now you have it in your rishos, and I'm coming to you and I'm being teveya. So why don't we say that ach vishtarcha, and to the extent that you can't deliver a shtar, produce a shtar that says it's yours, then that tempers your muchzik and says it's not yours. So he says, you know what the reason is? It's very simple. It's because people don't write shtaros on metalklin. People write shtaros on karka. You have a deed that says that the house belongs to you. You don't have a deed on a suit that you bought, right? You don't have a shtar that proves that the dover shel metalklin belongs to you. So it's for that reason you don't have a reisa. But freik tiktzois, that's poshet, that avodim people used to write shtaros for. Evitz niknes b'shtar. They used to write shtaros for avodim. So being that they used to write shtaros for avodim, it's freik tiktzois, who cares that you want to look at the evit as metalklin? And it's a metalklin that's not goydrus, that's in lem chazok, you can't get around. So you want to tell me a regular din muchzik of a meitzimechavei olav araya, but keneged your cheskes mamin, there's a kind of ach vishtarcha. Meaning, what the Tzoy saw in the Ramban was, is that this whole concept of ach vishtarcha up to 3 years is not exclusive to cheskes abatim. There's a new svara, that if I have a raya that something's mine, but keneged that there's a raya, if it was really yours, where's the shtar? So that would in of itself be a raya that it's not yours. To be a gevaldige tain over here. That's what every cheskes abatim is. The fact that I'm there 1 day is a raya, it's mine, says the Ramban. The problem is 1 day, ach vishtarcha. You need to remove the raya of ach vishtarcha. It takes 3 years to get rid of it. So if it takes 3 years to rid yourself from the ach vishtarcha, that's why you need to wait 3 years to have a cheskes abatim. But really, the cheskes abatim, it's not the umdana shabbat, you would have in 1 day. So now you have a case where I have metaltalin, where I have a chazaka, I have a muchzik. What's the case? Eved, it's not goydris. You made it work. But at the same time, I also have an ach vishtarcha. Because being that it's an Eved, and Eved is something that's usually in the nikkas b'shtar. So according to Ramban, it should take 3 years. And you see, it doesn't take 3 years. So that's his big kasha that he asks on the Ramban in Simon Kuf Lamed Hey. Again, just speaking out the kasha to emphasize that according to Ramban, this whole idea of 3 years is A, it's not unique to Cheskes Abatim. It's just a reyesu that you have for up to 3 years. And the reyesu would work whether I'm trying to be machzik in karka, or even if I'm trying to be machzik in metalklin, as I freak tiktzois. Every muchzik you could always tie in ach vishtarcha. The only reason there's no tie in by a regular muchzik of metalklin, ach vishtarcha, is because there is no shtar. What kind of shtar do you want me to have? I bought it in the store. These are my fruit. You want me to have a shtar that the fruit belongs to me? If it's karka, if it's an eved, or maybe a car, there's certain things where there would be a tie in of ach vishtarcha. To the extent that there'd be a tie in of ach vishtarcha, so that's what makes the chazaka go away. So if I have a hechetimtza where you have a regular muchzik, a regular cheskes metaltalin, with an ach vishtarcha, freik tiktzois, the halacha should be gimel shanim, and that's not the halacha.